Okay, so there you have it. So everyone that's on the line, and welcome to this little forum today. It is December 15th, in case anyone wanted to check. Today we're going to be introducing you to the wonderful assessment tool that you can use with coaching clients, whether it be your individual clients or couples or groups or teams or whatever. But I just would like to give a little bit of a preamble to assessments in coaching. You know, there are a lot of assessments out there. And if any of you have a background in psychology, you all know all those assessments. And then if you've come from the business world, there's tons there too. The ones you hear around in coaching, obviously, are things like the Myers-Briggs or the FIRO-B or the DISC or the Winslow, those kinds of assessments. And just for those of us that really like to work with individuals a lot on life balance, work-life balance, or redesigning their lives, I just wanted to remind you of two assessments that we often forget about, and that is the Wheel of Life, which is a wonderful personal assessment that we can use with our clients as we coach them to find out how satisfied they are with their lives. And then we also have something we call the values elicitation. And that's an exercise that we teach in our foundational program to assist our clients to articulate and define their values and then to prioritize them. But I teach in other institutions as well, and a lot of them teach a variety of other assessments. But some of the questions I think it's very important for us as coaches to ask ourselves before we use assessments is to ask ourselves, what's the purpose of this assessment? How user-friendly is the assessment? Who does this assessment really benefit? And I'm hoping it's going to be the client, because I found a lot of assessments that benefit the person leading the conversation versus the client. How does this assessment positively assist a client? So many assessments out there have a diagnostic flavor to them and focus on what's not working. So how does the assessment you want to use really assist your client by gaining more information, by understanding themselves better, by really supporting them in a positive way? And another question to ask yourself if you're using this assessment, especially in any kind of a group, and that is, will the results of the assessment you want to use be shared with all the group members? If it is, what needs to be communicated ahead of time so that everyone buys into that? Because that's a very, very important aspect. So that leads me up to this point of, obviously, the assessment we're going to be looking at today is the People Map assessment. And by the way, I just so you know my come-from place, I am not a devotee of assessments, because sometimes I think assessments are used to give the practitioner information but don't always support the client. And it's a way that if I have that information from an assessment, perhaps I'm not as connected with the client. I haven't built the right rapport yet, and I rely more.